upon talking about entry-level controls today. As was mentioned earlier, Sarbanes-Oxley Section 404 requires management to document, assess, and test internal controls over financial reporting. And internal controls over financial reporting can really take one of two forms. It can take the form of activity-level controls, which are type of control. And I would like to basically talk about what are entry-level controls, how can you ensure that those controls are pervasive and broad enough to cover your entire corporation, how can you test those properly, and in doing that assessment, what are some of the things that we, Ontario Power, have found in doing that assessment. So first of all, what are entry-level controls? Basically, entry-level controls are any control that are in place across the organization. These can take the form of general authority guidelines or assignment of duties to employees, policies and procedures which impact are across the entire corporation, entity-wide programs such as code of conduct or anti-fraud programs. Those are types of things that are entity-wide controls. And they're critical to the overall control environment because they really do impact how pervasive controls are in your environment. They set the tone at the top, and they impact on the activity-level controls within the organization. In order to ensure that you have proper coverage of all entity-level controls, you need a framework in which to assess those controls, and the COSO framework is a perfect framework in doing that. The COSO framework includes five basic components, the first being control environment. Control environment basically is tone at the top. What are the integrity and ethical values of your corporation? How does management philosophy deal with internal controls, and what does management want out of their employees in terms of dealing with controls? The second component is risk assessment. How does your company assess the risk to internal controls? And what are the controls in place to prevent things such as fraud? The third being information and communication. How does the company communicate to their employees what's expected of them? How do they gather information about the controls and compliance to those controls? And how do they share it across, up, down, within the organization? The fourth is the control activities. What are the policies, procedures that are in place to guide employees on how to deal with internal controls over financial reporting? And finally, five is monitor. How do we monitor in a corporation that we have compliance with those controls and that we're acting within the guidelines set by the board and senior management? And in order to ensure that we have a proper internal control environment at the entity level, it's really not enough just to answer those questions. It's actually far more complex than that. And here's an example that I've drawn up at just how in-depth you need to go in order to understand your entity level controls. On the left-hand side, you can see the COSO component that I mentioned before, taking, for example, your control environment. If you look at the control environment within a corporation, and you have to understand that there are a number of attributes that control environment, how that control environment impacts on your entity level. Attributes including, like I mentioned before, ethical values, commitment to competence of employees, having a board and audit committee that oversee the corporation, your philosophy and operating style, your organizational structure, and your policies around dealing with employees, so your HR policies. And if you take that further, you have to understand, just within HR policies, what are your policies around hiring and firing people? Do you have a code of conduct established that guide people in terms of how to do business within your company? So you can see, if you just start at the question, do we have a proper control environment, and you break it down into the components, and you get to example, do we have a code of conduct that guides employees within the corporation at how we wish for employees to act? You can see that it's a fairly extensive piece of work that needs to be done in order to understand what that control environment is at the entity level. So, as was mentioned, you have to document, assess, and test those controls. And one of the things that is important to understand, or one of the questions that is hard to answer, is how do you actually test a control like, for example, code of conduct? How do you understand if it's working within your organization? And really, the answer to the question is first of all, you must determine if the control is effective, and then you must go out and test it. So determining, take for example, code of conduct. How do you determine code of conduct is effective? Well, you have to look at, is it substantial enough? Does it include all the components that you wish to have your employees follow? Does it tell you how to deal with suppliers and vendors, those types of things? Do you have a process that make employees aware of the code? So do you have some type of training that employees have to take? Do they have to sign off that they're in fact compliant with that code? So that gives you an idea of whether or not the design of the control is in place, but then you have to actually go out and make sure that it's effective. And if you take the code of conduct as an example, you have to go out and you have to talk to employees. Do they understand what's in the code and what's required of them in the code? You have to look at minutes of the board. Are they getting information on whether or not there are compliance issues with the code? So you have to actually go out and test the fact that those entities are in fact working. So some things that are really important to consider when looking at entity-level controls, I think the first is that there's a lot of focus on the process-level controls or the activity-level controls, but the reality is that the entity-level controls are as critical or more critical than activity-level controls, because they really do set the tone at the top of the organization. They really do guide employees and the corporation in terms of how they want to deal with controls within the company. The second point is the COSOL framework is an excellent framework in which to determine whether or not your entity-level controls are in fact pervasive and broad enough to guide employees. The third point is whether or not how you test and assure that your controls are effective. It used to be the thought that all you needed to do, or the initial thought was all you needed to do was do some interviews of senior management and possibly some surveys, and that would give you a good idea of, you know, how pervasive or how wide your entry-level controls are. Well, that's just simply not enough. It's a far more extensive exercise. It requires you to go in and actually review documents and talk to people and make sure that the understanding of those controls are in fact in place. And a point that was made a little bit earlier and more importantly is that it's always good to understand these controls as early as possible throughout the process of being compliant with Sarbanes-Oxley. The first is that generally these are extremely difficult controls to put in place if you don't have. Take for example the code of conduct issue. If you don't have a code of conduct in your company, you have to develop one, you have to roll it out, you have to train employees, you have to test employees that they understand it. And that can take, it's not weeks or months, it can take years to ensure that that's in place and operating effectively. And the second and third component, which are a little bit interrelated, is that the better your control environment at the entity level, the less work you may have to do at looking at and testing the other or the activity level controls, both from your internal when you do your own attestation, as well as for the external auditor. And a good control environment will just reduce your costs on both sides. Is there any questions with regards to that? Yes.
The short answer is no.